So I wanted to ask you, when you see frogs, you said you see them sometimes down near your cabin in Tom's place, or around town here. What do you feel anything toward that animal in terms of your cultural connection to it?
I do, because, you know, my kids used to treat them gently when they'd find them and want to play with them and stuff when we were down at the cabin. And after I told you about not seeing them down there anymore, of course, the next time I went down, who do I see but some frogs? Mm-hmm. And Chuck has been building down there, so we went down there quite a bit the last few years. And yeah, it almost seems like you want to protect them when you see them, like there's a connection. Yeah, to the culture.
Right. Does that kind of inform how you would treat them or teach your kids to treat them?
I think so, because we didn't want the kids to keep them too long. Mm-hmm. And I remember letting them go and then, you know, and then the next day the kids would go out to check on them and find out that they were gone, and, you know, it'd make it seem like they just got away.
Yeah.
Instead of us letting them away.
Right.
We didn't want them to, you know, for them to die or something, you know, with them keeping them in a little cage.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that your ancestors can kind of speak through those animals?
I never thought about that. I don't know. I just never thought about about that.
Have you ever had an experience with an amphibian that sticks out in your mind, with a frog or a salamander, that you felt a special connection, or it was around at an important time of your life? And it's okay if you haven't.
I haven't. I haven't. I'm trying to think if I have, and I don't recall. Mm-hmm. You know, even when the kids would bring them into the cabin and never thought about it.